there'd be a big needle going into your brain, but I'm cool with that.
I don't care. My grandfather always said, if you can't learn something in 3 seconds, it's not worth learning.
Is there such a thing as a font color that will only show up if you hold the UV lamp up to your computer screen?
Oh, we should invent one if there isn't.
I hope you were looking the whole time.
I hope so, too.
Because if you were,
here it comes.
All idiots.
Stupid, stupid idiot.
Dislocating your groin is probably the most painful thing that you could ever do.
More painful than when I had to look into her beautiful fat eyes and tell her that this Manitoba milk bag just wasn't going to work.
H to the C, motherfucker!
Parents on Film.
Hi there, everybody. This is Edna, and this episode's gonna be a little bit different than before. This is Parents on Film, but this one will just be Parent on Film, or I guess Parent on things, I guess. Josiah isn't here with me today. We were supposed to do a movie review for Gone with the Wind, and we've been talking about this for a long time, and we finally sat down to watch it, but there won't be a review this time. Josiah really liked the movie, but I didn't like it. It wasn't a bad movie, but I thought it was long, and there was a little bit of salty language, but I didn't like it. And Josiah did, and that should be okay. But Josiah, he's, God love him, he's very stubborn, and he's traditional, and he says, Edna, this is the greatest this is the greatest movie ever, and wives aren't supposed to disagree with their husbands. And I tried to say, Josiah, it's okay if we don't like the same movies, but he says that the people say that this is the best movie ever, and that he's saying it, and that I shouldn't argue, and I don't understand. And I always thought our differences were what that made this marriage and this podcast strong, but the listeners, I know you don't usually see this side of him, and I don't like talking about Josiah when he's not here, but he can be very mean. He told me that I was just telling him why I didn't like the movie, but then he said my boobies, they hang too low. He said I talk too much all the time and I never stop. And he said that everybody knows that I dye my hair, and I do dye my hair, but it just makes me, I feel nice when I look nice, and that was mean, and I didn't like it, and he got upset. Now Josiah, he's a lot of things, but he never laid a hand on me, but he got very mad. And he stormed out and said he was going to go stay with his brother, and that he didn't want to be my husband anymore. And that's not easy for me, everybody. And since then, he's been leaving. I don't want to talk to him. Because it's hard for me. It's hard for me when somebody that close to you is says terrible things. And he's been leaving voice messages on the message machine and writing me letters, and he's saying that he's sorry, and it's hard because I know he means it, but deep in my bosom, I know that he does feel bad, but if I just forgive him and take him back, I just know that he'll never change. And, I mean, this is not the first time. This is how it always is with Josiah for a long time. Sometimes we disagree. There's soup or chowder, Gold Bond or No Name, Tylenol or Advil, Smurfs movies or Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. Sometimes we don't like the same thing, and that's okay. It's healthy. But it's not okay to get mean about it every single time. Even if you feel bad about it after, it doesn't change what happened, and where then that is something inside of you, and it comes out. You get upset and it comes out, and you might not be you feel bad after, but it's in there. And I'm a strong woman. And I won't let myself be torn down by any man, even if it's a man that I love. And Josiah, if you're listening, I don't know if the man I married is still in there, or if that man was ever real at all. But if he's in there, you need some help to find him. If that's the man that you want to be, then you need to get some help, Josiah. And not just for me, for yourself. But until then, I think the best thing will be for us to spend some time apart. And, that's it for this time. Parents on Film. I don't know if there will be a next time or not, but I wanted to tell everybody what was happening so that you know. And don't worry about me. I'll be okay. Goodbye.